right. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another podcast of Igayutat, Helpful Ways of Using Your Mind and Understanding Our Lives. And I'm Diane McGachran, and with me, as always,
Esther Green Nopakhtluk.
Yes, and we're going to talk today about, Esther, we're talking today about you, the way that you look at your past as an elder, and the way that it's, the way you look at your past has really helped you in your adult life and even as you became an elder. And so we're going to look at kind of like what it's like for you to look back on your past, especially if some of your past wasn't so good. Like you like sometimes as a mother you made mistakes, things like that. So I really appreciate all that we've talked about with that. Okay, so let's look at the first thing I had asked you about is what is it like to look back on your past as an elder and to look back on ways you made mistakes, especially as a parent, and what has it been like to kind of look back?
It is facing personal mistakes, letting other children share with how they were
impacted.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really interesting. So, and I think my mom and my father also has had to face hearing from my brother and sister and I, hey, there were times growing up you weren't so good. Have you had that experience with your kids too? Have you had that experience where your kids have confronted you a little bit? Yeah. And I always like the story about your father because he was kind of a good role model for handling that. Do you want to say, tell me about that?
Yeah. My father, late father, allowed me to do this.
So what did you, how did you confront your father in the beginning?
Seeing himself
First, tell us about how you were, like the way that you confronted your father, and how did he respond to it? Yeah, remember that? Yeah, tell me about that.
My father's reaction, it was good, although all I had in my mind was revenge. Mad, angry at him 100%.
And did you speak to him in a hard tone of voice?
Cry and call him names and everything. And my father could have, instead of standing there and listening to me, he could have walked away. But he didn't.
How old were you when you were starting to confront him?
Maybe I was young, like 15, 16.
Teenager?
Yeah.
And were you pretty hard on him?
I was, yes.
Yeah.
And he never responded. He just stood there and listened to me. And I often wonder, why didn't he walk away?
I know. That's amazing. I know one time I told my mother, was very hard on me growing up, and I told her one time, oh, you know, Mom, you were pretty hard on me when I was younger. And my mom was really brave, and she said, no, Diane, I emotionally abused you. And I almost wanted to say, oh, no, it wasn't that bad, but it was that bad. And she had reached a point of accepting that she had made these mistakes. And she didn't get defensive. You know, and it sounds like your father was a little bit like that.
He didn't defend himself.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't say anything to me. He just stayed there. I'm the one, when I'm done with my emotionally and verbally abusive. I'm the one who walks away when I think I'm done.
Uh-huh. Okay. And over time, did that change? Your confronting him, did it change over time, become less? What happened?
Yes. It all happened in his deathbed. Right around that time, it was time for me to listen. It was time for him to talk.
Wow. That's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
So being able to confront your father like that, was it helpful to you?
It was very helpful to me because right there and then I forgave him.
Okay, wow.
And he knew. That's why it was time for him to talk.
Okay.
Me, quiet down, look into his eyes, and sit right by him and let him talk.
Wow. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. Because I think if you had not confronted him, you might not have reached that kind of point where you could relax and just hear him.
Mm-hmm. And I often wonder, thinking about that, why did he do that to me? No reaction. He didn't defend himself.
Mm-hmm.
He just let me pour out all those ugly things about him.
Mm-hmm.
And I cry and everything and talk to him about how my mom struggled and hard work just so I won't be hungry.
Mm-hmm.
Just so I could have right clothing for right season.
And she had to do that without him, without his help, because he had left.
Yeah.
And so do you ever feel like now, you as an elder, sometimes your children confront you, and do you kind of have the same way your dad was, like you're listening like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I didn't have any understanding about myself, maybe I would not have listened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so let's talk about that, because you do have like a good mindset when looking back on your past. And sometimes it's hard to remember things from the past, but when you look back, and this is a sensitive thing, but when you look back on the times you might not have been the best mother because of whatever was going on in your life.
I was trying to survive myself.
Yes.
And also, where can I hide? Where can I go?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a hard time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and my mom went through domestic violence too in my younger years. So I understand that and how hard it was, especially back in long time ago, because they didn't talk about domestic violence very much a long time ago. And so I noticed, like, when you look back on the kind of mistakes you made as a parent, do you feel guilty about it? Guilty for how you were?
No, I don't feel guilty anymore because I am not that same person I was back then.
Oh, okay, that's powerful. So you don't live as if it were 30 years ago.
No.
Yeah, that's really powerful. And so what are some of the other ways that you have been have thought about it, about how we confront our past, especially if our past has things in it that mistakes we made?
Yeah. We all can change over the years as we learn lessons of life and gain wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that is, if you want it, it'll come to you. Before I discovered myself, I might have felt more guilt and pain about my past mistakes with my children. But I have more understanding and awareness now about myself.
Wow. So that lets you accept whatever mm-hmm. is happening.
Yes.
It would take a lot of energy to try to fight back and defend, and that would not feel very good, would it?
During the time when I was doing, when I was really hard on my father, it was like he was letting me clean my backpack.
Oh.
My backpack, yes. Of ugliness and defensiveness. And
that you carried around yes. everywhere. And you yes. don't even know you're carrying it, but mm-hmm. we're all carrying a little backpack. So your dad let you lose some of that weight in the backpack, those boulders.
He's a wonderful man. And before I get to ask any questions why he did that,
mm-hmm.
he was kind and loving, and mm-hmm. it made me wonder, what made you do that?
Back then, yeah.
Yeah.
I think, do you also think that just like you're not the same mom you were or the woman you were mm-hmm. long time ago, your father also is not the same, he wasn't the same man either. Like mm-hmm. when you were confronting him, he had grown older and wiser
yeah.
too, probably. And that's mm-hmm. so important. So when your children confront you about the past, and you think about your father and how he would just, he was so patient, he didn't fight back. Do you try to do that with your own children? Like try to be that person that can hear what they have to say?
Yeah. Later on, I liked the way he handled me.
Mm-hmm.
Not rough. Not ugly, not walk away, no arguments. He just let me be,
mm-hmm.
and he just listen.
Wow.
Listen to me.
Yeah.
And somewhere in there, later on I found out, wow, I was being listened to no matter what kind of language I used against him,
mm-hmm.
How I act to him,
mm-hmm.
Lots of hurtful things. And he just stay calm and listen mm-hmm. and never walk away from me.
Oh, that's beautiful. I know. Our listeners can't see your face, but you definitely look like someone who really got a lot of meaning out of that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's beautiful. So when your own children go to confront you about your past as a mom, in the beginning, was it kind of hard to listen to?
In the beginning, that was when I was lost in myself.
Mm. Okay.
Bringing back all the bad things and putting them in front of me that made me have no future.
Wow. Okay.
And in the beginning, I didn't want to hear anything, because at that time, I was thinking more of myself and the things that happened right in front of me that made me have no hope. And just want to do something very ugly to pay back.
Right. But then you you changed.
I changed over time, only after I discovered who I really was.
Yeah, wow. So now when they, if they wanted to bring it up to you, the past, how's your outlook now?
When some of my children, no naming names.
No. Yeah. No names.
Some of my children say a little bit of something hurtful. It doesn't hurt me anymore.
You can listen to that.
I think of, that's hope. That's hope.
Oh, because they're talking, they're communicating. Yeah. That is a beautiful way to see it, Esther, that even it's hard to hear, it's hopeful that they're communicating.
It hurts to hear. But what does hope do? Calm you down.
Yeah.
And give you more wisdom.
Good.
And this is the thing I'm not hiding anymore.
You don't have to hide anything anymore. Yeah.
No.
That must be a relief.
Yes, it is a relief. I don't try to argue with them. Once they start something, I'd rather be quiet and listen, no matter how painful it is, just like what my father did to me.
Yeah, what a great role model.
And I'm not embarrassed anymore of my old me.
Oh, yeah. That's a good yes. Because that old you isn't here anymore. Yeah.
Because over time, anybody can change. I made the changes, so can anyone. Not only me.
So what kind of listener do you think you are now that you've calmed yourself?
I'm a better listener. I know what to do when the pain words I hear. The other part of my mind would go, it's okay, it's okay, it's okay. You're okay this minute. You're okay. You'll be okay tomorrow.
This very second, everything is fine. Yes.
Be able to listen, hold me, the whole self, my spiritual, emotional, and to listen mindfully.
That's a really powerful gift that we can give anyone, to be able to listen mindfully and just hear them without pushing back.
Yeah,
I like that. And so let's talk a little bit about why having a good attitude is about the past and even mistakes we made in the past. It's a good practice to have a good mindset about the past.
Yes, it is, because it opens you up for more learning, growth, and opportunity to heal.
That's a big one, to be able to heal.
And it won't happen right away.
No.
It takes time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Knowing I'm a different woman now, and that helps me listen well and to hear and face anything.
Yeah. You know, you and I did a podcast a while back, Our Fathers, and we both talked about our fathers. And my father was similar. He left the family, and there was a lot of domestic violence. But when I finally got to meet up with him after 39 years, and thankfully to the Yupik culture values that helped me have the courage to do that, I put it in my mind that he was not the same man he was in the 60s and 70s. And I was not the little girl anymore. So that really helped me shift things so that I could be honest with him, but he could also hear me, and he apologized. And we had a much, it worked out really well. But I think it was important for him not to think he was still back in the 70s, or me to think I'm still that little girl, but to see each other as we are right now, and that can be really powerful.
You know, because of all what happened, facing my anger, I can face my mistakes better now. This helps me build a better pathway in life.
Wow.
You know, anybody can, anybody, it can happen to anybody, because knowing that things don't stay the same.
No, no. That's very important.
As I accept myself, it gives me hope and strength. Not arguing with anybody, not blaming nobody. There were times I was an ugly mom, and it was hard because I was also being abused and wondering, where will I be safe?
I know.
My mind was full, overflowing with all negative, negative things.
Yes.
Now I think back to what the elders tell me. Whatever you go through, this is unformed. You take those and use them as your necklace. Or you have a cane that's still unformed. You can use that as your guide.
Yeah.
And if you want it that way, it'll happen.
So you live in a way where you accept that there were times you weren't the best mother, and you accept that that was part of life back then, and your children as adults might have the courage to finally say something back to you, but you've already prepared yourself to be able to be a listener, like your father was to you, like my parents were to me. And I think we don't talk a lot about that as elders. Mistakes we made that caused pain to other people, our children, for example. And
no more I have no more secrets.
No, you've done good with that. And it's, I like that all the ways we confront our past and what we carry in life, it's always worth it to, because it's worth it to heal. You know, healing is worth the struggle, I guess you could say.
I can say this. I have good necklace.
Oh, necklace of life.
Necklace. I have good unformed cane.
To help you in life,
And wonderful thing is, everyone has it.
Yes, that's the...
Not only me.
That's important to realize. It is, all of us have that ability. And I wonder if, like, there's a way you can summarize some of this in Yuktan. I listen carefully, but I don't understand anything. But I like listening to you speak Yuktan. Okay. So, well, that's our show for today. That's really beautiful. I admire you, Esther, being an elder. You still have the courage to look at things in your past that were really challenging for you as a mother, or to be a better mother. And thank you very much for being willing to share this. Thank you for listening to Igayutit, hosted by Diane McGachran and Esther Green, produced by KYUK.